This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. His name is Christopher Powell. He's going to be talking about three ways to use the power of your mind in establishing a desired goal. Christopher is a groundbreaking mathematician, businessman, and motivational speaker with cerebral palsy. He's the walking embodiment of extraordinary determination despite tremendous odds. Welcome to the show, Christopher. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Mark. I'm doing great, and thank you again for having me.
It's always my pleasure, Christopher. So I know that you not only are a believer, but an amazing example of how to overcome obstacles using the power of your mind. So share a little bit with us about how that has worked for you and how it could work for others.
Well, again, thank you. I was born with cerebral palsy, so I have always had to find unique ways of getting things done, and that's allowed me to, by grace, to be able to become a mathematician, as you said, and a speaker. So I was thinking about mind, and I came up with these three different ways that the mind, that people can use the power of their minds to help them achieve whatever their goals may be. And the first thing that I thought about was trying to create future scenarios in your mind, kind of like daydreaming and thinking about different ways that, you know, different scenarios that you might be in on the way to your path to success. And this way you can kind of play out how things may go and how you may feel, how you may have to tweak your goals along the way. And I've kind of used this to help me kind of just to set a path, things that can occur along the way to your goal. And there are a lot of emotions that also come along with goal settings. Like, you know, you may have times where you're very excited, other times when maybe you're kind of sad and down, other times where you're kind of just, you know, you're kind of confused and don't know where to go. And using this kind of technique has helped me to kind of study each part of my goal and to see how I can pivot or continue with these kind of, you know, scenarios. And you can use them for health, fitness, finance, and it's just kind of like role-playing, and it's just a way to kind of foresee what might happen as you go along in your goal-setting process. And the second thing that I thought about was the idea of compartmentalization, especially in this day and age of COVID. There's a lot of stress that's going on in each person's mind and in their lives. So I thought about compartmentalization in my own life because I thought about times where I was under a lot of stress mentally, and I figured out that I needed to kind of put that stress in a certain place in the day. Other things that I use, like in my case with my condition, I have to exercise. So I have a certain section of my day where I exercise, and I only focus on that alone during that time period. The other things that I had to maintain, like my, we all have to work and we all have to take care of our responsibilities financially, and other things that we had to, you know, get done during the day, either like as a parent, you got to make sure your kids are taken care of. And all those things had to be put in certain time frames and context. So I use compartmentalization a lot to organize my mind and to keep things balanced. And I guess I also need to mention that I have like a quiet time where I just decide to take away all my other problems and just have stress relief and just, you know, meditate and just think about things I need to do during the next day and just kind of unwind. And I think lastly, the one thing that I have to mention is the key to my particular goal setting is to be creative. There are so many ways that you can find things to get things done that you need. I can give you a few examples on it real shortly. Mm-hmm. One of my goals was that I needed to drink more water. And because of my condition, I have a hard time opening water bottles and, you know, getting them out of my fridge. So I thought about how can I find a solution to this problem. So I said, okay, let me think. Let me go online and get 1 gallon jug bottles of water. And what I can do is I can have either a family member or my helpers, my assistants, when they come by, pour like 6 bottles of water inside a jug. So I have jugs in each of my rooms. And that was one part of my solution. Other solution is I had to think about how am I going to drink it? Cause I had trouble with my hands to kind of, you know, hold a bottle or a jug. So I went online again and I found these 2 feet straws. And what that does is I could allow the straw to go in each jug. So that way I have independence and I also can have success with, you know, trying to complete one of my goals, and that's to get more water into my life.
Right. Wow, 2 foot straws. Never heard of it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing what they have nowadays. I'd like to go over some of what you said a little bit slower, like if you don't mind. So visualizing, the first one that you said, daydreaming, some people call it visualizing. I find that one very helpful. I've used it in my life. And sometimes I forget to do it, you know, like you said, do it for your health. I don't do it in that area of my life, so I have to start doing that. So give us an example of a goal that you have had and how you have used visualization or daydreaming, you know, to make it grow and grow more in your mind, right, and then actually to accomplish it.
I'm glad you asked that question. One of the things, one of my main goals that I have for my entire life is to have better balance my walk. As a child, I think I mentioned in the last interview that I took a lot of falls. And every time I would walk, I have a stumble and a fall, and oh my goodness. And I have, you know, to get back up. So I've been constantly, you know, trying to find a way to walk better. And through the process of visualization, along with a lot of exercising like biking and lifting weights, I've been able to decrease my falls each year. And this year I had no falls, which is almost amazing considering my condition and my my age.
I saw a video of you running. You had posted that, and I was just astonished. Here you are running. How did that feel, Christopher?
Honestly, it was pretty scary because during this COVID time, I haven't been able to get out of the house like many of us had. And because my lack of walking, I was kind of afraid that when I stepped outside, what was going to happen because I had very little practice. But again, because of my biking, I have been doing a lot of biking. That helped me a lot. When I got out there, it felt wonderful because even though I had fear, I was scared that I may fall, which I didn't, thank goodness. I was able to run and actually do better than I thought. So I think a lot of times, a lot of us will be surprised that things are even better than we can imagine if we just kind of step out on faith a little bit. I mean, preparation is the key, but sometimes you just have to do it and just try and see what happens. You know, if it doesn't work out, you know, you can pivot and, you know, try another scenario.
Right. Yeah. It takes courage. That's why the show is called Dare to Be Authentic. It takes guts to something because you know what's going to happen, and you could either literally fall flat on your face, or you could just fall flat. You could just fail at whatever it is you're doing. So, but without taking a risk and trying something, you will never know. And I found also that by trying things, we also find out what doesn't work sometimes, and that can lead us in a different direction. It's just direction, that's all. Great.
Definitely.
You mentioned compartmentalizing, which I love, which is a little bit like focusing just on what you're doing, which I think COVID has been very necessary because the stress of being in this pandemic and the uncertainty of what's going to happen, et cetera, could completely take us away the whole day. So what are your tricks that you use, or what are your methods that you use to keep yourself focused? It's so easy to get distracted, right, by everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah, it's so easy to get off track. I just try it step by step. During the daytime, you know, I make sure that when the sun's out, I try at least, if I can, to step outside and get a little sunshine. You know, so I can have a little chance to be with nature. Other than that, I would just say that, you know, always look at the end goal and try to realize that things, you know, always keep in mind on what exactly you want to have accomplished. And seeing that end goal and the excitement that you have when you have a goal that you set and met, that's exciting. So even during this time, you know, the ways that you can keep your mind, engaged in what your final goal will be, and know that this is just part of the journey. But at the end of the journey, when you're where you want to be, it's all going to be worth it. I mean, I can remember times, again, in college when I was trying to become, trying to finish up my degree, and I had some very hard days. And the only thing that kept me going was that finish line that I could see in my future. And no matter how hard the current time would be, I realized that I just had to keep pushing and pushing. And eventually, you know, there would be a time where I'd be towards that end goal. So I think it's the same thing with all of our listeners that are tuning in, is that, you know, keep the focus on your goal. And that's how you can kind of get through these times.
That's really good, Christopher. Thank you for sharing that with us. And then the third thing you talked about, which is one of my favorites, is that quiet time. A time to quiet your mind and just quiet everything down and be able to connect with inspiration. Tell us a little bit about how you started doing that and how helpful it's been for you.
Well, I think one of the main things about quiet time is that, for me, quiet time is a good time to stop and reflect on what things that you already have and things that you already accomplished. A lot of times in life, you know, always, again, we want things and we have goals and aspirations, but we can't forget that there's always things that we've already accomplished, and to kind of reflect on that and say, wow, you know, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I was, you know. So always to kind of have that gratitude and to think about that, and just to kind of think about, you know, your day's events and what you had to go through, and think about maybe how you could kind of, if things didn't go your way, how could you pivot that? How could you change that? How could you find a better way to your solution for tomorrow? And, you know, kind of just think about that. Also, just to, like I mentioned, just to have quiet time and peaceful, have time to yourself just to kind of be, just to relax.
Yeah. You know, I love the part about taking stock of what you have accomplished, because sometimes we forget that. We're so busy going towards our next goal and our next goal. We don't even take time to take stock of what we have accomplished. And that's something that I really like to do as the year is winding down and I'm getting ready for the new year. I like to take stock because it really encourages us. We are hard on ourselves and we forget that we have accomplished a lot, even though there's so much more than we want, right? Okay, so we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Chris a question, the number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
New York, 1971. After surviving an assassination attempt on my life, I created another alias, Bulletproof. The mafia lifestyle can get messy when you start an all-out war on the mob. You know that movie, The Godfather? Well, I'm living it. Let's just say robbing a mob's money drop sets the whole war in motion. This thrilling killer series, Killer with a Heart, Killer with Three Heads, and coming soon, Killer with Black Blood by J.L. Hill, keeps your blood pumping. Get these urban crime fictions from Amazon or RockHillPublishing.com.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
So you want your business to reach its potential? Is your technology supporting your growth or holding you back? Through business management coaching, real-time collaboration, and customized solutions, Mindcore can help leading companies take back control of their technology, streamline their business, and outperform their competition. Visit our website at mind-core.com to learn why 500-plus business leaders trust Mindcore for transforming their collaboration, cybersecurity, and cloud computing. That's mind-core.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Christopher Powell, talking about ways to use the power of your mind to establish your desired goal. So, Christopher, one of the other things you mentioned, which I really love, was to be creative. You mentioned how trying to get enough water in your body was a difficulty for you and how you solved that. I just love the two-foot straw solution. Who would think of such a thing? Why is being creative so important?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that I think a lot of times when we try to set a goal, our first attempt may not be successful. Mm-hmm. And that can be very discouraging. I know I tried things the first time and it just didn't work, how painful that is. But a lot of times you just have to find your own unique way of finding a solution. And that's the real beauty of being creative, is when you find your own particular solution that works best for you. I know my condition that I'm not able to always do things the way others people can. And I had to realize that, you know, that's okay. But how can I find a way to get the same thing done just in my own unique way? And I guess another way that I was found a way to be creative was that I actually found a way to get my mail inside my home before I had to have others help me get my mail out of the mailbox. And I thought about it and I said, you know, I got this old college book bag sitting on my couch. Why don't I take this book bag and stick it on my stair outside my home on the top handle and use that as the mail as the mailbox. So when I saw the mailman come to my home, I said, "Sir, could you please, instead of placing the mail inside the box, could you place my mail inside the bag?" And what I found out is that it works really well because during the day I can just grab my bag, mm-hmm. take inside a house, take out the mail, and put the bag back on my steer handle,
right.
So that way I can get my mail myself. So this
wow.
is just another example of being creative and thinking outside the box.
Love it. That's wonderful, Christopher. Well, we have a caller, so let's take a minute and take the caller now, see who's on the line.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Well, thank you. This is Monica Davis.
Hi, Monica. Did you have a question for Christopher?
Yes, I do. Hi, Chris. It's nice to hear your story. I'm enjoying your story, your interview.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you so much.
Yes. I wanted to know what lessons has COVID taught you, or, excuse me, and continuing to teach you that will help, that you believe will help you to become a better entrepreneur and or better person going forward?
Well, definitely patience. One thing that I've learned during this year is to have patience myself. Another thing that I've learned is that I think I've learned more about sprint this year than ever before, because a lot of us during this time have had to have that inner strength just to make it through the day. You know, being inside the home has taught us how to be more resilient. And like I mentioned, learning how to compartmentalize my day, especially inside the house, knowing times to exercise, knowing times to, you know, focus on my business, and knowing times when to kind of just relax. So I think all of these things have helped me. So definitely as an entrepreneur and business person, I've learned definitely how to be a stronger person and learning how to compartmentalize, like I mentioned, my day more effectively.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you letting me know that. That's very interesting.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for calling in, Monica. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Well, that was really nice. Okay, good. So what do you think, Christopher, is the main message that you have for us today?
Well, my main message for, you know, your listeners is that I would just like to, you know, say, no matter where you are at this stage in your life and development, that you can find ways towards your goals. Don't ever feel like it's too late, or you can't do it, or you're not good enough. You are good mm-hmm. enough. It's just setting that plan and starting the path. That's the main thing that I would say to your listeners. And you know, there's always opportunities to continue to grow.
Fantastic. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you.
Sure. I can be reached at my website is overcomeyourlimits.com. I also have a success coaching program. It's overcomeyourlimits.com/success-coaching. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/overcomeyourlimits. I also would like to just say that later on this year, I should be having a book coming out, which is called Overcoming Challenges in the Four Phases of Life, Success Strategies from Top Leaders and Entrepreneurs. That should be coming out later this year. So,
Fantastic. So Christopher's website is overcomingyourlimits.com. You can also find Christopher on my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. Just go to the radio show page, and he's already there, and you can link to this interview. You can also link to his website from there. And speaking of this interview, there will be a replay of it, even though we're live, available right after. So spread the message. He's got such good wisdom for us, especially as we continuing in this pandemic. So Christopher, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener today, something that's deeply on your heart?
I just first up just to say thank you for and once again having me as your guest. And I'd just like to say that times like that we're going through now can be used as springboards. There's so many ways that we can find success even during these times. So I would just tell our listeners just to, again, set your goals and don't be dismayed. Just hang in there and keep pushing, and you will find your solution to what you desire in life.
That's great. I love that you're saying that, Christopher, because I think many people have put their lives kind of on hold, waiting to see, because everything is uncertain, right? Everything's
right.
Uncertain in these times. It has been for over a year. And it's kind of a habit to say, okay, we don't know what's going to happen, so let's put everything on hold. Let's put our life on hold. But that's not necessary. I love the way you said, continue to set your goals, continue to work for them, because this too shall pass like everything else has passed. And during all difficult times, whether it be war, whether it be pandemic, we have to continue living. So I love that message that you have of setting the goals. Really, really nice. When you were talking about, it's so funny because when you were talking about being creative, I was thinking of something else that works for me. Being creative in a sense of like if you're a visual artist or you're a writer. So I found that being creative or using my creative skills encourages me because it brings me joy and fun. So I don't know. I just wanted to add to that because you were coming from a different place and I was thinking, oh yeah, being creative. I was just writing this morning and I get so much joy from it. I'm like, it really encourages me. So I wanted to add that.
All right.
Is there anything you wanted to say before we close the show?
Once again, just thank you again, Mari. It's been a pleasure to speak with you again.
Oh, it's been wonderful having you. And make sure that you check out Christopher's website, overcomingyourlimits.com. You'll find it right here on the blog page and also the link to his coaching. You'll have a lot to find there. Christopher, you're just so encouraging. It's like every time I talk to you, I get just fired up. Because I'm thinking of everything that you've gone through and how much you have wanted to meet your goals, and now you're going to have a book coming out. It's just nothing short of amazing. You're an amazing person and such an encouragement to the rest of us. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember, a replay of this will be available right after. Please share this. This is such a great and positive message. And make sure that you listen to your next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.